Welcome to today's deep dive.
Yeah.
Today, we are looking at a pretty massive turf war from 2014. It's a landmark South African constitutional court judgment called Habitat Council v. Minister.
Right, and it basically centers around one big question. Who actually controls the physical spaces around you?
Exactly. Our mission today is to uncover exactly who holds the ultimate power over civic zoning and spatial planning. So, okay, let's unpack this. If a developer wants to build a massive project in your area, and the city says no, but the provincial government says yes, whose word is actually law?
Well, what's fascinating here is how two completely different cases became the perfect stress test for this exact tension. First, you had Gordonia.
That was residential estate, right?
Yeah, a proposed estate on the slopes of Gordon's Bay. The local municipality there is just dragging their feet on the zoning approvals. And then you had the Martin Melk Warehouse in central Cape Town.
Oh, right, the 1764 building.
Exactly. It actually used to be a clandestine Lutheran church, which is pretty wild.
A secret church. That is fascinating.
I know. And there, the city outright refused special consent to redevelop it. So you have these two major cases, one ecological, one heritage, and in both, the local authority just pumped the brakes.
But the provincial minister didn't accept that, did they? They stepped in using this older 1985 law, the Land Use Planning Ordinance, or LUPO.
Yes, specifically Section 44. It essentially functioned as this ultimate appellate trump card.
Right, so the province just bypassed the local municipalities entirely and approved the developments themselves. But, you know, here's where it gets really interesting. Looking at those two cases, I actually find myself sympathizing with the province a bit.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, I mean, if a local city blocks a critical massive regional development just because of parochial interests, shouldn't the higher-up provincial government have a veto so local politics don't ruin everything?
The province argued exactly that. They raised what the judgment actually calls the Sasol 4 bogey.
Sasol 4 bogey. What exactly is that?
It was basically their nightmare scenario. Their defense was this fear of catastrophic local planning. Like, what if a small municipality blindly approves a massive new coal-to-oil plant and an entire new town just springs up around it?
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be a disaster.
Right. So the province argued they needed an override switch to prevent localized disasters from destabilizing the broader region.
I mean, I can see the logic there. But structurally, treating the province as an appellate court for local zoning, that has to violate the constitutional separation of powers, right?
Absolutely. The court rejected the province's defense completely.
Because the Constitution assigns municipal planning strictly to local government. I mean, they are the ones actually managing the civic infrastructure. They know if the local water grids and sewage lines can handle a sudden influx of people.
Precisely. The court pointed out that while the province can't dictate local zoning, they aren't powerless. The Constitution actually allows for parallel approvals.
Meaning they both have to say yes.
Yeah. A developer might successfully secure local zoning rights from the city, but they still separately need a provincial environmental or regional planning permit to actually break ground.
Got it. So the province maintains a safety net without usurping the municipality's right to zone land. That dual-key system makes functional sense.
It does, but it also created a huge issue.
Right, a massive logistical headache. Because if the court strikes down Section 44 of LUPO for violating the Constitution, then the province has been making unconstitutional zoning decisions for decades.
Exactly.
So what does this all mean for you listening? If you live near a building approved unconstitutionally, does it just get torn down?
Well, to avoid turning the property sector into complete chaos, the court was extremely pragmatic. They declared Section 44 invalid, but they suspended the declaration.
So they made it non-retrospective.
Yes. Past decisions and currently pending appeals were protected.
They were effectively grandfathered in.
Mm.
The court recognized that unwinding decades of development would be way more destructive than the original violation.
That is the crux of it. They protected the existing urban landscape to prevent an avalanche of litigation while firmly shutting the door on provincial overrides moving forward.
It fundamentally shifts how you should view the spaces you live in. The local government has the definitive constitutional say over zoning in your neighborhood, not the higher state.
Yeah, but it leaves us with a really provocative final thought. The province argued they needed to intervene because smaller municipalities lack planning expertise.
Which is a valid point.
Right. So if higher government tiers are constitutionally forbidden from intervening, what happens to your town when an under-resourced local council has to go toe-to-toe with a multi-billion-dollar developer?